This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Friday, November 24th. We'll hope everyone had a nice Thanksgiving break. Markets were fairly quiet headed into the break. It's usually light volume almost the whole week, and I would expect that today will especially be light volume. But on Wednesday, the wheat market had a little bit of an updraft to it. We got a sales announcement that China had bought 110,000 metric tons of U.S. soft red winter wheat, which is a big feather in her hat, really. They've not bought much U.S. wheat at all over the last few years. So it's nice to see them back into our market. And it's nice to see the U.S. be competitive, at least for soft red. The other two major crops, hard red winter and spring wheat, not so competitive, but at least soft red, we're back in the mix there. We also saw some private sales on Wednesday of corn, 128,000 to unknown. This morning, we're seeing some more sales show up. Soybeans, 323,000 to unknown and 129,000 to China. Most likely, China is responsible for both of those sales. So it's hopefully going to add some support to today's market, in particular for soybeans. But the main driver there, of course, is weather in Brazil. And the forecast had been for some decent rains to come across the main growing areas for the most part this week. And it looks like they are getting some. It's not all that widespread. It's not that much, anywhere from a tenth to 8/10 of an inch. But the rains are showing up, and it's expected to be that way for another couple days. Then it dries down. It gets warm again, but not the intense heat that we saw here over the last couple weeks. And then on the backside of that, the two-week forecast starting to bring in more widespread rains across the key growing areas of Brazil. So this is similar to what happened last year. It was dry, dry, dry through November, and then we turn the calendar, and all of a sudden it starts raining. That is in the forecast. We'll see if that actually materializes. The main part of Brazil has been extremely dry and wicked hot here over the last month or so. Soybean plantings are a little bit behind schedule, and this recent rain, I think, creates a dilemma for the farmers. You know, they could tear up what has already been planted. They've got spotty germination, and replant to soybeans or replant to another crop. But that pretty much takes away the second season corn crop. Now, their planted acres aren't really reflecting that. We see some estimates this morning that they're actually calling for an increase in soybean plantings in Brazil and an increase in corn plantings. So that's assuming that they, you know, they stay on track with where they're at. But they are acknowledging that yields will probably be down because of the poor start to the growing season that they've had. So we'll see what the farmers do. They have some big decisions ahead of them, and that's assuming that the rains come and actually give them that option. Export sales this morning, wheat, 197,000 tons. That was lower than the low end of the range of estimates from 250 to 550. Corn sales, 1.4 million. That was in the middle of the range of estimates from 900,000 to 1.7 million. And soybean sales, only 970,000. The range of estimates was 2.9 million to 4.6 million. So these sales that we expected, that we saw showing up this morning to China and unknown, that was expected to be last week. So this is a pretty big miss for soybean export sales estimates. A couple other things. We've got Ukraine talking about the need to generate some cash, and the government is considering imposing a tax on grain exports. You know, this is not going to help them as far as, you know, being competitive in the grain market. They're already struggling to get grain loaded on ships. They've had to move a lot of it over land into other countries to get it moved out. And it's extremely expensive and time-consuming to do that. And to slap on an export tax is just going to make a difficult situation worse. So we'll see what they do, but they're talking pretty seriously about that. We've also got the Ukraine dealing with the European Union truckers' strike. That's making it more difficult for them to move grain. So they just can't buy a break here. They've had some success with this new corridor that hugs the coastlines of Romania and Hungary, and that is working for them, but they still have to get the grain to those ports. And it's, again, it requires rail cars, trucks, and they're running into a lot of headwinds getting that accomplished. And one last thing, we see the energy markets being fairly choppy. Crude oil was under quite a bit of pressure on Wednesday, at least initially, when OPEC announced that they were going to delay their meeting until this weekend, because the members can't agree on how much of a production cut they're willing to take. So that pushed it back. So you're going to see, you know, crude oil production continue to be high until they make a decision. And that obviously was bearish to the crude oil market. But the market closed pretty strong. In fact, we closed at the top end of the range. So initially under some pressure, but, you know, we're seeing that market finding some buying support on the breaks. That should offer at least some element of support to corn and soybeans in particular. But again, with beans, it's going to be driven primarily by the weather in Brazil. For corn and wheat, we just look at a market that's, both markets have struggled to, you know, turn the corner here and get some traction to the upside. I think as long as Russia continues to be an aggressive exporter of wheat, it's just really difficult for, you know, wheat prices to, you know, turn the corner and start moving higher. And Russia will continue to be a major exporter, I think, throughout this marketing year. So we might see some bounce into the winter. I think that's our best shot, actually. We're not going to see a great deal of competition from Argentina or Australia because of their short crops. But you still have plenty of product in the Northern Hemisphere coming out of the Black Sea and also the European Union. So I think the wheat market, you know, we'll chop around sideways. I don't think there's a lot more to the downside. And a similar situation for corn. I don't think there's a whole lot more to the downside, especially, you know, looking at the weather issues going on in Brazil. But the upside is probably fairly limited, at least in the short term. If you have any questions, feel free to call a 1-800-888-9843. This is Ben Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.